Yes, everybody, good afternoon. Welcome to Stretford Paddock today, joined by Casey and Jay from Full Time Devils, who's got his own mug.
Look at this. Don't get this on Full Time Devils.
That's because when they used to care about us, they give us mugs.
Oh, we still do.
It was a long time ago.
For the episode.
Anyway, as Cam tucks into his fucking popcorn. Right, I don't know if any of you lot are diabetic, but we got a diabetic in here. We employ all sorts. And Cameron... As a diabetic, and I don't know about what you know about diabetes, right? But diabetics shouldn't be having for their lunch popcorn, a Pepsi, and a Terry's chocolate orange.
Right. I don't care if you're diabetic or not. No one should be having popcorn, Terry's chocolate orange, and Pepsi for the lunch unless they're about 9 and the parents are away.
Yeah.
So
that's exactly how it went down.
I've worded it.
How are you doing, Jay?
All right, mate, yeah. Apart from the football, everything's all right.
Yeah, fuck the football. So last night I went down a right rabbit hole.
Yeah, you were telling me this. Go on.
Yeah, right. So what was we watching? I was watching Pearl Harbor. So my first thought was...
Terrible film.
How dare you?
Please, come on. Mate, get on this. He goes off to fight in a war for Britain, by the way. He's busy, gets with his missus, gets her tugged, right?
Or did he, though? Because at the end he says it's not.
No. And then at the end... When he's about to die, he says, oh, by the way, look after that kid. I've just impregnated into your ex-bird. Oh, yeah, no worries.
No, he says you are.
Yeah, exactly. I was eating, I'm dead. You're going to have to look after my kid.
Oh, right. Well, I misinterpreted it. Like, no, it was always his kid.
No. I'm really having to explain the plot. Like
possibly.
Chatting to me, missus.
It's a Michael Bay movie.
No. I think it was his in the first place.
No. She found out when he came back from the war. He comes back and she's having morning sickness.
Might have to rewatch that scene. I wasn't paying attention to that scene particularly well, I'm going to say. But anyway, I think it's a pretty good film.
Bad thing is, I was in the right state when I watched that.
So maybe that's why you interpreted it that way.
Yeah,
maybe you're wrong. Maybe you need to go revisit
it. Get Wikipedia out.
Anyway, apart from probably some horrendous inaccuracies that are definitely in there, I assume.
Yeah.
I thought it was a rather enjoyable film. For starters, it's got Kate Beckinsale in it, which automatically means it's enjoyable because she's an absolute
dime piece.
Yeah, she's a fucking absolute smoke show 5000. Anyway, so I'm watching Pearl Harbor, as you do, and I'm thinking, Josh Hartnett's not been in anything for a fucking long time, has it? Look at him, the handsome bastard. He was on course to be the next Brad Pitt. He was in Black Hawk Down. He was with Halloween H2O. He's in this. Where was the next step? He just fucked off, didn't he?
What was the county one? Sin City.
Yeah, he was in Sin City as well. So, nothing. So I ended up Googling that. And then I ended up Googling, what's Pearl Harbor look like now? Did he still use it as like a military base?
Yeah.
Then I ended up reading loads up on the memorials about Pearl Harbor.
Yeah.
Then I actually looked at like, did they actually like, because in the film, if you've not seen the film, spoiler alert, 16 of them go and fucking bomb Tokyo and then like they all get fucked up basically.
Spoiler alert, the Americans win.
Yeah. And then we ended up discussing that in here, but we'll get onto that in a minute. So I was like, did that actually happen? That little bullshit mission where they've got a fucking flight off the aircraft carriers and the bombers and this, that and the other, and 16 of, like 400 fucking,
instead of guns,
400 of them went and bombed Pearl Harbor and they sent 16 to go and bomb Tokyo. One all, lads. Right? So, I mean, they did level it up later in the end, pretty heavily, with that big bomb. Right? Anyway, so I was like, did that mission actually fucking happen the way it went down? So I read up on that, and then actually they did a fucking right firebomb on the place about a year later. It took them 4 months to just send 16 planes over. And you're like, we got talking before about how bad a fucking idea it was to go and bomb the Americans from the
Japanese.
Why would
you do that? That is like just poking a massive hole
proper
whilst you're naked.
I was saying America's policy was an isolationism. They weren't going to get involved. They were going to sell arms. They were going to prop up their economy.
This is the mad thing as well, because Germany, people forget this, declared war on America.
When they declared war on Japan.
So it's like, not only did Japan go down this absolute disastrous path, Germany said, yeah, we'll have a bit of that.
So I was then reading upon different ships, and there's a big ship called the George Washington. So then I clicked on, because you're on Wikipedia, aren't you? It's just so easy to go down a route. Then I start Googling, like, George Washington, and actually, in my head, I always thought George Washington was born in Britain and went over there because he's classed as British.
Yeah.
But actually, he was British but born in a colony in Virginia. And obviously he commanded the British armies of the colony and then commanded the American armies and then later in his life became the president and all that kind of good shit. So I went to bed 3 hours later than I should have done.
Honestly, mate, I'm just like you, right? I watch a film and I end up down that rabbit hole and it's like, next thing you know, I'm looking at just absolutely, you know,
Let's get close.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm looking at all sorts of just, you know, the history of the Incas or something.
Yeah, and
I was
like
watching bloody
George Washington's ancestral home.
Terminator.
I think it was in Lincolnshire somewhere or something like that.
Have you seen Lincoln, by the way, the film Lincoln?
Lincoln.
Daniel Day-Lewis.
No, sir.
It's good in that. You like that. If you like your president.
I was about to say, don't get me started on Terminator. When's all the new one?
Not any good?
Not good at all.
I've heard poor reviews.
I'm looking forward to it, actually.
I'm not really into it. It's a bit too confusing for me.
How you can go back to from the future and prevent shit that happened in the past.
I mean, even Terminator 1.
Terminator 2 is a banger of a film, though.
Doesn't make sense in a way. Kyle Reese is John Connor's dad, but John Connor sent Kyle Reese back. How's that work? Maybe time's not linear. Maybe it's circular.
Or maybe it's like a corrugated roof.
Exactly.
Who the fuck knows? Let us know what you're saying in the comments. Eye in the Sky says, does that say Epstein didn't kill himself on a note behind you?
I don't know what you're talking about. Right.
Oh, did you see that?
Look into it, yeah.
That was quiet. On Fox as well.
It
was on Fox.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah,
my days.
The guy got on.
Yeah, that's how you do it. Like that.
Oh, and by the way.
Yeah, just like, full sense of security. We're chatting about what we expected to be chatting about, making some good points, and then boom, straight in without.
Fucking sensational. I'm loving all of the memes that are coming out about this. There was one yesterday about, was it the referee stoppage in the UFC this weekend? And he was like, well, the referee doctor said this anyway, and Epstein didn't kill himself.
The internet is just a wonderful place. It could be an awful place, but it's a wonderful place because just people just take
defeated.
Hold of something and just will not let it go.
I know, this is it, man.
Right, okay. Do we have to talk about football now?
I was hoping we could drag it out.
Oh, okay, let's see what we're saying.
Kate
Beckinsale is a peach. Her dad was in Porridge. Yeah, he died really young, sadly.
Yeah,
and he was a United fan, apparently.
Oh, was he? Good stuff.
Which might mean that there's half a chance that she's a United fan.
She's got a kid with Michael Sheen, hasn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which means that there's half a chance. Because he's off his fucking rocker.
But they went and made a film together about werewolves, and she ended up getting the director.
Underworld.
Yeah, and she ended up getting the director, but they all stayed mates.
Actors.
I know, man. Imagine that. Oh, by the way, I'm starting to see...
Bit like Pearl Harbor.
Yeah. Don't mind raising that kid for me, do you? Not an issue.
I've
cracked on.
Seen a bit.
Anyway.
Cool.
Yeah, because time is limited for me, actually.
Yeah, so at some point, Jay's probably just going to stand up and fuck off. And then Casey's going to do it. And I'm going to tell you why Epstein's injuries are more consistent with homicide by strangulation than they are by suicide by hanging. Maybe. We'll see how it goes.
Natural progression of this conversation.
Mm. If Ashley Young was the colour of a brew, what would it be? It'd be hot water.
Ashley Young.
So what do you know, Jay?
Ashley.
Got two games this week.
Partizan
and Brighton.
A mouth-watering doubleheader.
It's not fucking like City and Juventus, is it?
Not quite.
But the results might go similar.
Yeah.
So I'll tell you what I'm wound up about Partizan. This is by the club. I have a season ticket, so I pay 28 quid, obviously, off my season ticket to get the United tickets. The student price for a Partizan ticket is £19, and I could have got that, but I've obviously now had a £9 deficit.
But look,
I'm very annoyed.
On the bright
by this
side,
fact.
You're giving the Glazers a bit more money, which is obviously a good thing.
That's fantastic. Eh? Cheers for that.
How can you not?
I had actually thought that
Joel Avram would get a little bit more cash because of you.
What's everybody's take? I honestly don't know enough about Saudi Arabian politics, call me old-fashioned, to really have any sort of a finger. What if it's their cousin Carl who wants to buy us, right? And Carl's all right.
Maybe
he doesn't declare his income tax a bit.
Maybe he's a nice one with the family.
Maybe he's not out there murdering journalists.
Yeah.
But maybe murdering journalists isn't the worst thing in the world.
Right.
I said maybe.
As a
I didn't say put a fatwa out on the fucking MEN, did I?
Yeah, no.
Not yet.
That's a good point, actually. It's difficult, isn't it? Because we all hate the Glazers. We all are sick of him. We all despise what they've done to our club and the way that, regardless of what we spend, they took £1 billion out of it, saddled us with all this debt, and we're in a lot of trouble that we weren't in before they came along, and we were never likely to be in until they came along. So they've not wrecked our club by any stretch, but they've done the best to almost do that. So they get this opportunity, perhaps, of the Saudis coming in. Now, the issue I have is, I didn't know a lot about the Arabs and the Saudi money and all the rest of it when they bought City. I didn't. It wasn't until Jonathan Northcott, I think, was on Sunday Supplement, and he started talking about it. Now, this is only about 18 months ago. You consider how long they've owned him for.
Yeah.
11 years,
whatever. Yeah, 10
years. He was the first journalist I genuinely heard. And I used to do City press conferences. And he's the first one I ever heard actually say, you know, something wrong about it, something immoral. This is like, this is basically a PR stunt for a pretty...
Well, the fact that City can have these massive big pride posters when it's literally illegal to be gay in that country is mental.
And I'm, you know, I'm embarrassed to say I didn't. I just thought, oh, it's just a little plaything for some rich family. That's why they're doing it. And I looked at it and I thought, that is pretty disgusting.
Frank Sinatra was up for human rights stuff prior to them coming in, isn't it? So it's not exactly like they had fucking... They went from the Care Bears to fucking Hitler,
exactly.
Is it?
Exactly. They've just gone from one pretty poor, you know, pretty disgusting dictator to a different type of one. Yeah. So, yeah... So when I looked at it, I thought, that is pretty bad. But then obviously people say, well, you're just jumping on the bandwagon because they're successful. I'm not. This is literally when I first heard about it. I commented, you know, I said, that's pretty disgusting. That's pretty hypocritical when Pep's there with a yellow ribbon. And yet, you know, if you're homosexual, you're gay, you can't, you know, you can't walk down the street and hold your partner's hand in the country.
They will literally kill you.
Yeah, which is pretty, you know, it's a pretty, I'm sure every one of us finds that disgusting. So it is bad. And you think, well, am I going to be a double hypocrite now, or hypocrite, sorry, and go, well, it's bad, but in the balls, I'd be all right with that. Difficult. I've sort of backed myself into a corner.
Which is why we need to find out if it is Cousin Carl.
Yeah. Hopefully
Cousin Carl's never murdered
a
journalist.
Carl, yeah, he's the nice one of the family. He's like, you know,
they think he's a bit of a what's it, because he's never murdered a journalist, but he wants to buy a football club, so
let him have that. Do you know what I mean? He's like, I don't know, Fredo Corleone. Just let him do that. Out of the way. Leave Michael and Sonny to deal with the family. You go off to Vegas and, you know, hang around with Mo Green. So, yeah, I think that's what it might... Well, we can hope it is. I don't think it is. But, yeah, it's going to be a difficult conversation for us to have if it ever happens. But at the moment, I don't think it will. Anyway.
Right, but on that note, though... can you get rid of the Glazers today?
No.
Can you?
Absolutely not.
Can I? No. Right. Can you prevent the Saudis buying us?
No.
Can you?
No.
So what the fuck?
Yeah, I get it. I think, where do you draw the line off today? Right. The thing we've always said with the Glazers, and I think we've all been on pretty much the same page with it all, is yes, we don't like him, but this is our club. We love Man United. We'll be there before they came. We'll be there after they've gone. You know, your dad used to take you, your granddad, I'm the same. My dad used to take me. I've started, my missus started taking my eldest. Eventually, I'll take my kids as well, my son. And it's like, well, why should I stop going? Because these have come into my club and started bleeding it dry. And where do you draw the line now? Is that going to continue? If the Saudis come in, do you say, well, hang on a minute, I was here first, this is my club, da da da. Or do you say, but this is good PR for something that I'm morally against, because, you know, I'm not Mr. Woke, but. I think I have a decent moral compass, where I find that pretty disgusting.
The fact is that you people obviously said about the ownership of United, but there's still going to be like however many billion turning up to watch the Qatar World Cup. Well, not turning up, but however many million turn up to it and how many million watch it on TV. And that's
mate,
basically...
The amount of people that have died in the building. Yeah, exactly. So it's like a fucking genocide, is that
people separate
it's,
the...
It's almost slavery because they fucking confiscate passports and stuff. Like it's horrendous.
People separate it away from... where they stand, like obviously it's like, oh, it's fine to a point. It's like, yeah, we'll separate it all. But the fact is, it's whether you can sit there and separate it.
I'll probably have a ratio of trophies and goals where it's like, you know, when we reach a certain amount of goals. And
did we come second this year? This is abhorrent.
This is terrible. I'm really against this.
Just won the treble.
We won the treble with 100 points. Yeah. Do you know
what? I'll look into it in August.
I was here before them. I'm staying.
I've always just taken the stance of with also the Glazers and everything. I just kind of just try and forget that they exist. I'm just like, yeah, United's not doing well, but why? I know, leave it.
It is difficult.
Do you like this old Fellaini wigs?
Yeah. I can't remember that.
Are we going to get Saudi addresses?
Yeah.
Half and half Saudi addresses as well, maybe.
Yeah.
It will happen, won't it, probably. If it does materialise, come on, you tend to know about these things. Is it going to happen?
I have no insight in this.
Right,
what I would say is...
All right, do you think...
Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah. Really?
I think it is, yeah, because I don't think that there... I don't reckon there's regular... Because we are New York Stock Exchange regulated, right?
Yeah.
I don't think you can create, start, or allow rumours to run out of control because they affect the share price.
Right.
And anything that affects the share price can be seen as insider trading, can be seen as fraud. There's all sorts of, like, fucking
kind of
crazy things.
Starts.
I think you might have said it last week, actually, that at some point, probably in the next week, they're going to have to issue a statement saying... Yes, they're going to buy us, or they're negotiating a sale, or this is just a bollocks, because they can't allow it to just run and run and run.
Well, everyone thought it would be today because it was the stock exchange was open, but I think
it was open on fucking Friday.
It was open when it was coming out with this. But the fact is that at the moment, it seems to be just a couple of sources on the Saudi side.
Yeah, but look who they work for. If you can believe their Twitter, I mean, they're verified Twitter profiles with hundreds of thousands. I mean, I wouldn't know who they are.
Governmental.
But yeah, they all say, like, I work for the public fund for Saudi Arabia and stuff like that. And you're like, that's who would be paying, like, that'd be signing the check. This is madness.
I mean, it's such a weird situation because it's just so...
And like, they've even got their own hashtag sorted out that they sorted out. Hashtag Saudis in. And you're like, oh my God, like, there's something in this.
Yeah.
It's mad, isn't it? Because we've spent all these years trying to get rid of the Glazers or wanting the Glazers to leave, and then someone comes along and it's like, you find yourself torn. Yeah. I always used to say things like, I don't care who comes in after the ones that,
and you're like, what? Oh, fuck.
The ones that get me are the ones that the fans who are like, oh, yeah, I want the Glazers out, but I prefer this owner, I prefer this millionaire. I'm like, all right, then. You go and bring him up, get him in and be like, yeah, this guy wants
to
buy it.
I'm not knocking fans that don't go to the game. Cause listen, you got my utmost respect. If you're getting up at 3 o'clock in the morning to watch United, especially in its current state, you're doing a better job than I am because I couldn't be bothered. But I think it's easy to sort of judge us that go and say, why are you going when you haven't got the opportunity to make that decision? Do you know what I mean?
I've seen my ass a bit with people that are saying boycott when it's not a decision they've ever had
to
make.
Yeah, that's what I mean. It's easy for, you know, if I was a, I don't know, New York Mets fan or whatever, or is that a team?
Yeah, well, I watch the UFC. I have to get up at fucking 3 in the morning to watch it. It's difficult. Yeah, but if I was like, oh, do you know what? I don't like that there's... Because they've got Arab involvement as well. I don't like that they've got Arab involvement, so I'm just going to, like, watch it Monday now instead and not watch it live.
I mean, you've got to take... This is
a religion and a tradition for a lot of people around here.
It's difficult.
No, this is... My fucking granddad has been going since 1950.
Exactly.
It's so fucking long ago. It's literally in black and white, right? I'm gonna go. Like, United could be in the fucking conference and I would go. And people are like, whatever. I go and watch Drolsden. They're not even in close to the conference.
There is a statistic, and I think it was that I think it was about 7 and maybe 8 Premier League clubs could run their football club and give away their tickets for free. So most people are saying, oh, if you don't go to the game, that's directly affecting their back pocket. It's like, yeah, it is, but is it affecting it that much that they would?
About 7 years ago, the TV money jumped up that much that every club could allow every single seat to go for free.
Do you think the 11,000 fans that are in the gate at Bournemouth are the ones that are keeping that club afloat? Come on. Do you think the 30,000 that City get every week is what's keeping them going?
I was having a look at some stuff the other day which showed...
Is he eating sweets now as well?
Yeah, probably. Yeah. He's got a can of Fanta on the go too. God, he's going to be fucking dead soon. It's all right, I've already told him.
How do you brush your teeth, you?
If he dies in here, I'm just going to drag him out the steps. I don't even know if I'm insured for having a fucking diabetic with no pancreas.
I said he's going to be the first man to off himself with a Twix.
I was having a look at the revenue of some of the clubs and the likes of Bournemouth and Brighton and stuff like that. Their TV money is around about 105 million. Fucking strup, Siri.
TV money is 105 million.
And their overall total turnover is about 113.
Wow.
And you just like...
So do the maths.
It's just TV. And I was actually looking into this on the basis of how the TV bubble is very likely to go tits up soon. And you look at what happened with ITV Carlton. It massively affected Leeds. Leeds had to have a fire sale of all their players because they gambled hard on... the ITV Carlton. It was cable at the time, sort of takeover, having a big effect. Everybody else wrote it out, but I'm not sure the reason why Leeds felt it the
hardest.
Wasn't
this the Risdale era?
Yeah.
Where they gambled on Champions League football?
Yeah.
And you went berserk in the transfer market.
And ITV Carlton was a big thing about
it. ITV overstated how much they had to pay for the deal, and then they didn't have it, and they couldn't pay it.
They owed about 260 million to various clubs, I think. Wow. And was just like...
It's like, yeah, we paid with money we didn't have, and we obviously didn't...
Paying with money you don't have reminds me of something that...
Full circles and all that sort of
thing. And you know, and that was the crux, because this was only 3 years after that happened when the Glazers bought United and leveraged it with debt, and Gil came out and said debt is the road to ruin. When all of this happened, that was the reason behind so many United fans going with not for sale, because they may have known. I don't think they did know. I don't think anyone could have known that the TV money was going to go into so many billion, because at the time it was in the hundreds of millions. I don't think anyone anticipated so many fucking... so many multiples of what it ended up being. And that was the problem, is that we've paid a billion off. We still owe fucking 500 million. Yeah. I mean, you know, if we hadn't have had all those rises and all that commercial success, We could have gone the route of Leeds, and that was the reason behind most fans' opposition to the Glazers coming in.
I mean, the different. I think the one thing was is that fans probably were annoyed that they had a completely legitimate bid. They had the money there, and they were like, we're not having to mortgage this. The fans have got the money together. We have the money to buy it. And then, obviously, they got outbid by someone who didn't have the money to even bid in the first place.
Yeah, and it was like the compulsory purchase orders and all that, wasn't it? It was, you know...
I don't understand what the opposition to the Sky deal was, though, in 99.
I think the problem there... I mean, now, in retrospect, you look at Murdoch and you think, well, wasn't that the Premier League... thought there was a conflict of interest there because Murdoch owned Sky.
And well, the Premier League was allowing it to go through.
The more it was taking the...
It was Sheryl United that opposed it.
I mean, I sort of understand
the Monopoly and
bit.
Mergers Commission, I think, stopped it in the end, but I didn't understand, and that's fine, but I didn't understand the fan opposition to it at the time. I mean, still don't, really.
Probably taking the focus away from the match day goals. Everyone's thinking...
I'm guessing...
It has anyway.
I'm guessing, yeah. You know, obviously hindsight's a wonderful thing. If you knew the Glazers were going to come, you'd have probably just said, right, Murdoch, yeah, whatever, we'll have that. But at the time, you know, you're looking at someone as a businessman looking to make what he can out of the club, and they probably thought it's a bit of a gamble we don't need to make, ironically. And then 4 or 6 years down the line, or whatever it is.
Yeah.
And the mad thing is, Martin Edwards didn't necessarily need to sell. No, because Martin Edwards, he might have had questionable pastimes, but in terms of, that guy's a football man.
I mean, like obviously past that. I mean, like, I was more like, yeah, Rupert Murdoch, yeah. Glazers, and now possibly
Martin Edwards is a football nerd.
Where's the natural progression of this going? What, you know, like you said, Rupert Murdoch, Glazers, Saudis. Who's next?
Darth Vader.
Isn't it? It's like, yeah.
I'll be taking the money out to build
the fucking
Death Star.
Yeah, the leader of ISIS.
That's what I mean. It's like, what is going on here?
Fucking black flag over Old Trafford.
If we get Messi, I'm not.
Mbappe. I love how Mbappe and Messi's the fucking go-to, and they're on the bench. Yeah. Not even starting them. No, we're on the bench. Why? Because we
up.
Fucking can.
Warming up in front. I don't care who owns us. That's my moral.
Sorry, Lingard needs to run out. Mbappe, just sit back now.
Seriously,
it is a mad prospect that you kind of go. I think that's so many people are just fed up with it that you go, fuck it. Yeah, go on then. Let's see what they can do. And it would be very interesting because on one hand you'd be going. You've taken this Saudi money, which could be perceived to be dirty. They don't actually need to give us a fucking penny. They just not need to fucking rape us for the money that we make and let us spend the money we do make. And now...
That's the thing. This is one thing that's always annoyed me about the Glazers. And I think the part of the problem was the amount of debt we were in. Because I've always said you could almost have your cake and eat it. You can spend money and still take a lot of money out of the club. But because of the debt, it wasn't...
It's over a billion now in dividends.
Like you were saying, you know, we've had what? 14 years of it, and we're what, still 600 million in debt?
Mate,
I mean,
if you'd have told me, I've got this loan, right? Yeah. I've paid over nearly a billion and a half back. Okay, how much was it initially? 600 mil. Okay, how much do you owe now? 500 mil. I go...
It is like Wonga, isn't it? It's like payday loans like, gone wrong.
I thought billionaires got good interest rates.
That's what I mean.
It's like, how bad's that credit card bill? That fucker comes through on the third of the month, doesn't he? Go, fucking, look at that. Oh.
Envelope one of two.
Who took cash out? You rinsed on cash, you dick. Fucking hell.
Right, I've got to go in a minute because my car, I think the mechanics rang. Just before I go, what did you want to talk to me about? You wanted to tell me something? You wanted to have a go at me about something?
Did I?
I don't know. You gave me this for starters. I thought you were setting me up for a fall.
Not really. It's just one of our club captains down the years.
He just wanted club a legend. Chat.
Legend. Captain, leader, legend. Ashley Young.
Because you've got the same haircut. Knob.
I don't know what you don't like it for. I mean, I haven't got any other options at left back. Right, I'm going out now before he starts me.
Joy, if he plays Rojo over Williams this weekend at left back, because Rojo... He's not a left back. I like him at centre half. I don't like him at left back.
We were saying it. We can have a little bit of a tasty sort of side of the defence there.
Williams you run. Try and run in that channel in between Williams and Rojo. You'll do it once.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't know.
I think there's one good thing
we can take from Saturday. Was it Saturday we played? Yeah, Saturday morning, wasn't it? It's that I think even Ollie... In his infinite wisdom, we've got to see now Williams has got to start every game.
Yeah.
Yes. Do you know what I mean? We're no longer at a position where we can gamble, even in the slightest. We have to play our strongest possible team.
Yeah, probably right.
And he is in our strongest possible team. And so
Until Luke Shaw comes back, and even then, I think it'd be a toss-up.
And you know my thoughts on Luke Shaw. Listen, I've got to go and get my card on. Thanks for having us on.
Nice see, so. Go check out more of Jay out on Full Time Devils.
Stop eating all them sweets, you as well. Over there. Shock you.
Come jumping in. Alex Bagley says, we've got a caravan yet. Have you seen yesterday's comments club from Paddock?
Yes, quality. Absolutely brilliant.
I tell you what, Adam's ruined himself with the edit that he has to do on that thing.
He's put himself so much effort. He's overextended himself massively.
Quality. Like, right,
see you later.
See you in a bit. Yeah.
Johnny says, the guy who tweeted on Friday about the Saudis in... tweeted 51 minutes ago saying that they can just as easy walk away from any deal. They're fucking dick teasers.
Isn't this just basically what they did with Newcastle?
I have no idea.
Like, you just said, oh, we're going to buy Newcastle. And then you just didn't hear
about it. But the Saudi thing has been on the table for, I think, a couple of years with United. And I don't know if that's just because it's United and we end up in so many different news cycles or what. I don't know. Hit that fucking subscribe button as well while you're here. Some of the shows on Paddock are actually football related.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of them, though. I'm going to be honest with you. And we are also balls deep. And I mean, literally, all the way down past the route are we fucking in planning for Paddock FC.
Paddock FC, yeah.
Paddock FC. We've been watching tons of Palmer's videos today. We've been looking at hashtag. We've been looking at all that sort of stuff. If you've got any ideas, things that you think people have done, maybe. Do you know what? Give me your top five YouTube football teams.
Yeah, no.
The ones that make good content. Not necessarily like, oh, they're the best.
Because what
we
want
like,
with Paddock FC is like, you already watch a terrible team with high expectations. What's a terrible team with no expectations and see what happens?
So let us know the sort of content that you'd like to see. I love what Palmer's do. We've got an idea for a guy that we think would be a fucking sensational commentator. Because I think the commentators, it was Case's idea, a sensational commentator. And I think it's absolutely perfect for Stretford Paddock. But what we'll do is we'll trial that on December's Patreons versus the studio and see if he actually is as good as we think he's going to be in our minds.
I mean, if it's anything like last one, what happened?
If you got it from that, then fair play to everyone else who's just gone.
I mean, could you imagine him commentating over Alex running around with an umbrella? He'd be like, what?
I might even just get him in and just play the video on silent and just say, commentate that and see what you think. Is Adam part of Stretford Paddock? Why is he rarely on? Adam, the guy who grilled Neville. No, McCullough's not part of Paddock. Not yet, at least anyway.
No.
Under the Radar FC. Is that a real thing? Is it a real team? Yeah. Sounds like a made up name now.
I mean, they're under the radar. They're doing what the name says.
They definitely are under
the
radar.
Do what they say on the
turn. Lewis says, I'll join Paddock FC. I've been smoking for 10 years, but I've got a mean Rabona. Palmer's hands down, get someone taking a piss at the commentator. The commentator, I think, is what makes Palmer's. I really do. Under the radar's just been given another shout. Yeah, so we are looking at making some serious football content. Saturday, Sunday league. It's going to be 5 and 6 aside first, and then we're going to play friendlies for a year. But we are potentially looking at joining a league. Obviously, this shit takes a long fucking time to do, so it's going to take us a long, old time to get up to that sort of standard. But we would like to go in at the highest possible standard that we can. So we are going to be running a trial in January for people to come and join the 5 and 6 aside team. And then we'll be running another one for the 11 aside team. So if you're interested, if
I'm
going to
get in neither of them.
SE Dons, that was it. Can you just write that one down for us, Cam? Because someone told me that the other day and I forgot. SE Dons. Someone mentioned that the other day and I couldn't fucking think about it. So yeah, that's definitely one that we are looking at.
That's an idea, yeah. That's what we're thinking about.
I'm spending a lot of time thinking about it and looking at the different options. And
you said you were in the shower thinking about it.
Yeah, I thought everywhere. About something in the shower before.
I mean, while he was Googling what George Washington and Pearl Harbor, he was thinking about it. It's basically your obsession now, I think.
Should we show you the kit? Ooh. Ooh, should I show you the kit? Ooh, how about, let's see how many are watching. There's 586 watching. If we get 250 likes, I will show you Paddock's kit, and I think y'all going to be very excited.
I think that's a fair
250 deal. Likes, and I will show you Paddock FC's kit.
Fair deal. Yeah,
how about that? Now, the title of the video was Forget About This Season, because you should.
Yep, pretty much.
That's the end of that conversation.
Yep.
Right, so 250 likes. Let us know what you're thinking. Do you want to see what we are working on with a kit? We've got a meeting with these guys. You know, we'll be hooking that shit up. So if it all goes to plan, we will rock it. Zero dislikes. Someone will dislike it now because people are like that, but there you go. Hypothetically speaking, if we do relegate this season, are you 100% that we will promote in the first year with this squad or some leaving? No idea, because if you go down, you're clearly shit.
Hmm.
I mean, we're not great at the moment, but we're not relegation fodder. And some people are like, yeah, we are. We're not.
I mean, what was it? You said there was like two games between like bottom of the table and Champions League at this point. You were saying before, like, it's just a massive... Anyone can... Oh, yeah, there we go. That's one dislike.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't feel we're that bad.
No, we're not relegation fodder. But if we go down, it's bad. I mean, I wouldn't like to see us relegated, but if we did get relegated, I think I would thoroughly enjoy a season in the Championship. A lot of new grounds to go check out, all that sort of stuff.
It'd be interesting to say.
Ballhawk says, bought tickets to Tom Segura stand-up. Misread the ticket. Thought it said Monday. It said Sunday. The best, hands down, that I have ever, 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 ever seen at stand-up live. Ever. And I've seen Joey Diaz, Joe Rogan, Bill Burr. I've seen Lee Evans, who's a bit of a wild one, but, you know, Doug Stanhope. I've seen, I consider, all of my favourites live. Tom Segura, I've seen all his fucking specials. I listened to his podcast, both of them, and he still shocked me with how good and how relaxed he is. The guy that was on before him had a really fucking shit joke about raping baby Hitler, and that kind of didn't fucking help the mood of the place.
No, that doesn't sound like a great joke.
And you're just like, that was really weird, mate.
Yeah, everyone's just there like collective sucking of air.
Yeah, everyone just was like, ugh.
I'm not sure.
It got a groan. It definitely didn't get a laugh.
No. No, I haven't really ever seen stand-up like live. I had a couple of things at uni, but I've usually just watched the specials. I probably should watch the Tom Segura stuff. I've seen a couple of his interviews and vibes.
Tom's good. His last one wasn't as funny for some reason. It just didn't bang as hard as some of his previous ones. Or even as funny as this podcast can be sometimes. But I don't think much of what I saw on Saturday night at the Lowry, it was annoying me that he was saying hello Manchester as well. Definitely in Salford, which is definitely a different place.
It's the city of Salford, but then if you go into uni of Salford, it's in the city, as Manchester.
Yeah, and I asked him on that because I went to Salford Uni as well, and I said, why does it say Salford under the badges? Like, because no one knows it's, where Manchester
SEL.
Is.
SEL.
Like, yeah, no one knows where it is.
Manchester Uni of Salford, I was because I actually asked about that when I was at uni the other day.
When will the kit be available to buy in the near future? The kit will be available to buy once the team gets it, obviously. And if everything goes to plan, it may not necessarily be these guys. I just hope it's these guys. If everything goes to plan, we have got a belter. I mean, you're only on 142 likes, so we need another 108, 109.
Bit of football in there, team owners. Rumours true. Check the video that we did on Paddock this morning. We obviously talked through that, and Paper Talk, I talked through it.
Well, probably not.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, to be honest, I don't...
But probably not, no.
Yeah, probably not.
27 million is...
27 million is outrageous.
That's basically just like... That is just basically like teasing buying, isn't it? Just like, come and get me, please.
Yeah.
I saw a comment a bit further up. It was about... Should referees have mics like in rugby?
Before we get into that, Ines Guy says, lol, Jose out to four trophies and finishing seconds with a full rebellion from Pogba and Deadwood, but with Ollie, it would be great if we got relegated. I mean, that's clearly missing out all of the nuance of everything. And you never even heard me about Jose or anything like that. One time I said it, because I know the one time I said it, I did one video and I said it's time to go. And he got sacked 12 hours later.
Yeah. I think I've said that. I try and stick with managers. I don't really like the whole, like, oh, sensationalist, I just kick him out after one game and stuff like that. I mean, like, yes, we are in a bad run, but you can see where it's going. Like, you can see something for once. We can actually see where we're going with it.
Mm.
I mean, this is one of the things where I'm not really sure about getting new owners, because the new owners, I could 100% see just being like...
I think the new owners might give Ollie to the end of the season. If, let's say, they came in next week, I think they probably let him ride out to the end of the season and then probably just pull out some absolute stonking, like a cryogenically refrozen fucking Sir Alex Ferguson or something.
Yeah.
Junior says, is there a Stretford Paddock merch? There's some t-shirts and this hoodie.
Yeah.
But they're underneath my videos for some reason. I can't get it to do it underneath Paddock videos. So if you just go and click on any of my videos and scroll up, there's like a panel underneath them. That's where you'll find them.
What do you think about Mourinho to Arsenal? That'd be interesting. That would really annoy Chelsea, wouldn't it? Oh, they already hate him already. That would properly just put the boot in.
I don't think Jose is a success there, because he needs a strong defence.
Mm.
They don't have that.
I think he's... I think he'd go back to the three at the back. I think he'd be interesting to see. Because he obviously has the wing-backs there with Bellerin and Tierney. Be interesting to see. I think definitely if he comes in January, they're like, yep, 50 million on the centre-back. Mm. Otherwise, not happening.
Ten Hag to Bayern. That would be a better shout than Jose going there, I think.
Yeah.
That feels more like what you would expect them to do.
Centre-backs they've got now. They have, obviously, I think... they obviously sold Hummels. Lucas Hernandez has only just come back in. I think Pavard's been playing right back, but he's now having to play centre back. Boateng got, maybe Hernandez got injured. Boateng got sent off the other day. And then all the other centre backs have just got Sula's injured. Like, the whole defence.
This is why they've been losing.
The whole defence is a shambles.
Because Hernandez isn't really a centre half, really. I know he plays centre half, but he also plays fullback, doesn't he?
I mean, yeah, he's like left sided. I mean, like, it's a weird one because he could probably play it because he was a left sided centre. It was like a left sided defender in a Atletico system which was highly defensive. So he could quite easily slot in as like a three at the back, left sided centre back. But I don't think two at the back particularly suits him.
No, we'll see. We've got a bit of 2013 on the TV behind us. Premier League years 1997 this morning. Started off, I think it was October when the game happened. Newcastle beat us 5-0. Alan Shearer's like, yeah, we've embarrassed them there and, you know, this, that and the other. And obviously, we ended up winning the league that season. Mm. You wouldn't have thought that you see United lose 5-0 and then whatever.
This is about to step into absolute Lukaku masterclass. When he came on as a sub and absolutely destroyed us.
Yeah, 5-all-less.
Yep.
Their last game of Fergie's reign. Rush keepers all around. Stephen, choose 3 players for summer because that's all we'll get. Ooh, that's disappointing.
Of who we've been linked to, I'll go with who we've been linked to, not Dream. Dennis Zakaria at number 6. Kai Havertz and... I say Haaland.
I think Haaland would bring a versatility to what we have in the forward line.
He's a very all-round striker, certainly. Yeah. He has good feet, he's tall, he's good in the air, he's good at getting in the box.
And I think he's one of them that you maybe gamble on now because he'd be worth 150 if he goes another season with what he does.
I don't think, and he obviously he's going to get picked up by someone big just because of how his pedigree at the moment.
Yeah, I think so, yeah. So I could probably roll with that, but I would also then just strengthen the midfield, probably a 6 and an 8.
Mm.
I would even be tempted, like, if you could get Eriksen double cheap in January because it's going well tits up for him there. I mean, you've seen players been absolute turd at somewhere and then get a new lease of life by a move, you know. And if it is true that is it him that's meant to have banged someone's missus?
Allegedly, I think it might have been Vertonghen.
I said meant to have been.
Allegedly, I don't know. Even I think it might have been. I heard Vertonghen. That was the rumor. I was something to do with Vertonghen. Was involved in it somewhere, but I'm not going to comment any further on that rumour because I'm not really sure.
Ah, it's fun to speculate, you fucking wedge. Yeah, right, here's what happened.
I just don't want to randomly go and say, oh yeah, someone just went and did that, and like you can't really... This is where the stream has got to, right?
Anyway, so do you not want to see the panic kit? There's only 170 of you liked it. I guess not. I know. No one cares, really.
I feel sorry for that.
Angel Gomez needs to start. Can't do any worse than Lingard. Well, Johnny, Jesse's having a bit of slander. Definitely go and check out a little bit of my 5 Things We Learned, which is coming out probably about an hour or so. Definitely check that one out because I've got some facts for you there. Mm-hmm. Oisin Byrne, I'm going to throw it allegedly in there, says Vertonghen banged Ericsson's missus, Harry Kane punched Vertonghen. Right. So if your missus is getting dick down, I imagine that means that you probably don't really want to be playing in that team no more.
Not particularly.
And you've probably got more issues than your teammates, for starters. But
imagine
yeah.
Harry Kane being have to be the one to stand up for you.
Listen, I'm not absolutely responsible. So maybe a move away would be happy days. Yeah.
I mean, like, that obviously would put a right divide between a whole lot of teammates, wouldn't it?
I've said it before. I think I've said it on camera as well. When I was playing for Salford, 2002 this was, we we'd done well. We'd got very far in the playoffs, which was unexpected for sort of a bit like Salford rugby team this year. And we used to train at the Willows. And I was off because I'd fucking cut the end of my finger off. That little corner there. I'd cut the end of my finger off. So I was like the only member of the squad that wasn't there, luckily. And they had a training session on a Friday night. All the lads went in, trained on the pitch. Normally the academy would like play opposition for the first team on a Friday night. You'd run certain specific drills that they was expecting to face in the game on the Saturday afternoon. As everyone walked out onto the pitch, someone walked out of the dressing room. I mean, the Willows, like, you literally walk out of the dressing room onto the street with a cap pulled down over the face, walked into someone's car, which was like a day old, and fucking drove off in it. And I come back like, all right, lads, what's happening? And everyone was like, the whole team just wasn't talking to each other. There was all this fucking suspicion and side-eyeing going on everywhere, and it absolutely fucked the team. And then the first team got relegated at the end of the season, and they chose to disband the academy. And it was probably a good move in the end, because to be honest, it was fucking brutal. Like, the atmosphere in training, in games, everyone was just waiting to argue with each other. And I can imagine if anything's gone down like that, like if someone has slept with his wife, I mean, it's, I don't necessarily what you, yeah, it's a fucking, it's not a mate thing that you, that Vertonghen has done, but you've got to fucking address the issue at home.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, that's some fucking deep personal shit that's going on there that he needs a hand with. And I actually, I think one of the chapters in my book that I mention every week is by players with problems and, whoa, and help them out with their problems.
Yeah. Well,
Table's gone.
I think I'm going to have to get off in a minute, but I'm going to put my last point in that. You basically, you've got to take the players out of the situation, keep them out of the dressing room, sit them down separately, tell them, sort your stuff out at home. Sort your stuff out in here.
Or just fucking sell him.
And then be like, and don't let him get back into the dressing room where they can bring other people and separate them all.
Right, you fuck off then. I'll read some questions and see what you guys are saying. You obviously don't want to see the fucking kick because we're only on 185. You absolute whidges. Right, let's see what it says. We've only won trophies when we had a world-class striker up front. That's probably right. Eriksen and Cavani both leaving at the end of their contracts. Probably. Yeah. Who would I take from the Wolves midfield? I'd take anyone. Lingard, one goal in 2019. Okay, but that's there's more to him than that. And that's such a non-nuanced stat because Jesse normally plays in the big games. That's when you go to with Jesse Lingard. So you go to him in the big games and you're not asking him to score goals in those, but you're asking him to create space with his movement and help press from the front because that's what Manchester United have been playing like lately. But there's more on, you know, chance creation and stuff like that coming soon. Sell Marshall and Pogba and bring in a world-class striker in midfield. Interesting. Epstein didn't kill himself, says Harry. Fergie bought Schmeichel, Parker, Pallister, Irwin, Konchelski, Sharp, Ince, McClair, Hughes and Cantona from 86 to 92. Ollie's brought only three players in. What a good-looking point. You're absolutely bang on. Gavin says, any idea what venue in Dublin? I recommend the Tollar area, says Gavin. Yes, there's someone who's been kind enough to give me a full fucking list of loads of places and the pros and cons of all of those things. So we will be going through those. As soon as we get the Manchester one out of the way, we'll start booking that one in. Any news on any kids going out on loan? I wouldn't be shocked to see Chong go, to be honest. Shouldn't we go for Memphis? Doing well for another club and country, and also YouTube Barca behind closed doors and you can hear the player and the ref. Okay. Number 10 needs to do more than press. Yeah, he does. But that's why I'm saying what Jesse does is a big part of what Manchester United have been successful at, but he plays in those big games. I think he definitely needs to do more than... he definitely needs to do more with the ball. But, as you'll see in the video, which is coming out in about an hour, he does do more. Stephen, come down to Staley Bridge. Let's go for a pint. Where are you recommending, son? Don't say Weatherspoons. Thoughts on Tielemans from Leicester? I like him. And I think we purposely let him go to Leicester as part of getting the negotiation for Maguire over the line. See, that's what you've got to do with clubs. And I think a lot of people forget that. They get into this me, me, me mentality. And that's not the way to go. And that's not how you build relationships. And I think that's possibly what Ed has done in terms of fucking people over in the few years that he's been at the club, allegedly. Manchester United go to Leicester and say, we want to buy Aaron Maguire, but we're also going to buy Tielemans, who you're trying to buy, they'd be like, fuck you. Why should we help you? But if you go, listen, we'll not go for Tielemans, even though we definitely need him. You can even use that as a tactic in negotiation. You go, but, you know, let's sort it out with Maguire. You know he wants to come. Let's fucking bring him in. So that's what you've got to do. You've got to do a little bit of give and a little bit of take. And I think United have been take, take, take. And that's the fucking nightmare with the way it's all been going with United. We've not... And that's what a director of football comes in and does. Someone who's got good relationships already with people. Someone who's respected in the game. So when they go, we'll take that player off you. We're not giving you more than 40 million. And because they've already got an existing relationship, the other person doesn't just go, fuck yourself. They go, okay, but I want X in return. And that is how negotiations are done. And that's what I think we struggle with. More than Pogba, I think we miss Matic more. He would be good with McTominay. We miss someone that can move it up through the thirds quickly. I said a few weeks ago, go and watch McTominay when United are in possession. Did anyone do it? Anyone notice how many touches he takes? He's quite good with his pass accuracy because he does take his time, but a consequence of him taking his time is that the ball doesn't go up through the thirds and those risky passes just don't get played. And that's where, when I say United need quality, they need someone who can turn with a touch and put it forward with a touch. That's what Michael Carrick was excellent at. Michael Carrick could bore the piss out of you knocking it sideways if he wanted to. But at times, the right area, the right place, Michael Carrick could send it from the halfway line into the box. And we do not have anyone that puts the ball into the box for us. And that's the nightmare. What do I think of Sterling for Bale? I saw that. And I was saying to the lads in the office before, very interesting that we haven't seen anyone come in and try and buy City's players off them at the moment. Because they're pretty new to having world-class players. Obviously, if you forget Richard Dunn, who went beforehand. They're pretty new to having world-class players. So you've not really seen people want to come and take them away from City. But that is something that might start happening now. And Sterling is the obvious one that you would think, or De Bruyne, that you would think that people are going to start to try and prize away. And obviously Madrid, Barcelona are the kind of places where you would expect them to be prized away from, or to. Real Madrid don't usually pursue a player and not get him. Doesn't happen very often. I would be very shocked if they wasn't able to go and get somebody like a Sterling. But I don't think City have to sell. Certainly you're looking at the player to potentially kick off there. I don't know, we'll see. We better be doing a meet and greet when we come to Ireland. Yes, we are planning on doing meet and greet when we come to Dublin. Also a five-a-side game. So we are at 6-7-4 actually now on Patreon, which has flown up in the last couple of weeks, I guess. The gig that we're doing in Manchester first is when we hit 750, and then we're already planning our Dublin one, which should be when we hit 1,000. But I actually think it'll get there anyway. The Dublin meetup will be five-a-side. We're bringing over a United legend with us, bringing over a few of the lads to come and play five-a-side against you. And then all Patreons will get access to the event, to hang out with the player, the legend that we're bringing over. And it'll be a live podcast. And you get to maybe have a Q&A, have a few beers. And then those who can't make it, like you live in Australia or some shit like that, or America, you can't make it to the Dublin meetup, then you guys will get to watch the video because we'll be recording it and also the behind the scenes of it as well. No one else is going to get to watch it. We will not be putting it on YouTube, so it's only for Patreons, and it's going to be one of those, hopefully, if everything goes to plan and we get the pledge goals that we're aiming for, every couple of months, as well as the five-a-side stuff that we're doing, as well as the weekly Q&A, as well as the behind the scenes vlog, and pretty soon we've got a live food review, so check that one out. If you want the link for it, or just search Stephen House on Patreon, and you'll find it, or it'll be on one of my videos. But righty, I'm gonna wrap it up there. But before I go, hit that subscribe button, and remember, Epstein's injuries are more concurrent with somebody dying from homicide strangulation than they are from suicide by hanging. Stay safe, see you in the next one.